This is American Roots in conversation and music with Wilco's Jeff Tweedy.
A tavern where you worked was cold and dark as a cavern. You kept quarters in your shirt, but I never could just have them. You always made me sweet around every fly and floozy, under booths and bums asleep. Waking up, they'd ask you, who's he?
When Jeff Tweedy was a kid, he spent a lot of time in a bar in Belleville run by his maternal grandfather. Jeff told us how that place inspired the song Quarters off the album Wilco Schmilco.
My mother's last plan Z, whenever she ran into childcare issues when she was working, was to drop me off at the tavern where my grandfather lived and worked. He lived above the tavern and he worked at the tavern, and he taught me wonderful lessons in life. For example, no bartender is worth his salt unless he can skim $100 a night. it was a pretty seedy, dismal place. It was not a happening bar scene. It was a dying industrial town barfly bar, you know. But I would get propped up on the stool. That's an early memory of mine, and be served chocolate milk in a big, you know, beer mug. And there was a bowling machine. I remember that was, you know, one of the other things I wanted quarters for. Getting a big handful of quarters would have been ideal to survive that environment. That was the only strategy.
Yeah, sure.
And the other strategy was something that wasn't appreciated very much by the other patrons, which is that I loved to play the jukebox and listen to records. And that was a kind of bar where it wasn't really welcome to disturb the dismal silence, the somber.
Well, what were you picking on the juke when you could be your own DJ? What was there that appealed to you? I mean, what are you, like 10, 11, 12, when this is happening?
Maybe a little bit younger even, but, things I remember coming out of that jukebox in particular were Roger Miller, Red Sovine.
Oh, yeah.
Things like that.
Well, here I sit high, getting ideas. Ain't nothing but a fool to live like this. Out all night, running wild. Woman sitting home with a month-old child. Dang me, dang me. They ought to take a rope and hang me high from the highest tree. Woman, would you weep for me?
My father worked on the railroad and was on call 24 hours a day and was, I think safely to say, unavailable to me, period, emotionally and physically a lot of the time. I would be considered, in a Freudian sense, an uncontested Oedipal victor. And I was 10 years younger than my youngest sibling. So I was kind of a surprise later in their lives. And so I had an exalted status in my household as being like my mother's, companion and a little bit of an only child, because, my siblings had left before I really have many memories of them. So my mother and I were very, very close, and she was very instrumental in instilling in me some notion, deservedly or not, that I had some special quality. I was a golden child, and in a lot of ways that's fairly damaging, as you grow older. And in other ways, I think, it's pretty easy to see how that plopped me down here at this moment in my life. I think without an ability to visualize good things happening to me because I deserve them, I wouldn't have been able to have good things like the things that have happened to me.
Printed my name on the back of a leaf in
I watched it float away. The hope I had in a notebook full of white dry pages was all I tried to say. But the wind blew me back via Chicago in the middle of the night. All without flight at the crush of veils and starlight.
Do you think of yourself as Midwestern?
And to be honest, I don't really think about it that much anymore. I mean, I think that the most recent election forced me to think about it more than I have in a long, long time. To my dismay, actually, you know, thinking that a lot of the people that I grew up with are probably the type of people that were feeling victimized enough to vote for someone like Donald Trump. And I think there are plenty of outside forces to blame for those conditions,
right.
those material
right.
conditions in those cities. But I also think that there are sometimes, and I'm trying to be very delicate and careful here because, you know, I'm not really in business of condemning people. I just wished a lot of people that I grew up with had been able to fall in love with something that they loved to do more.
I'm coming home, I'm coming home via Chicago.
A bit of Via Chicago from Summer Teeth, 1999, the band's third album. Before they finished that record, British singer Billy Bragg invited Wilco to collaborate on the Mermaid Avenue sessions, creating original music for some of Woody Guthrie's unrecorded lyrics. Here are a couple of Woody's songs about going to California. First, Do Re Mi on American Roots.
Lots of folks back east, they say, is leaving home every day, beating the hot old dusty way to the California line. Across the desert sands they roll, getting out of that old dust bowl. They think they're going to a sugar bowl, but here's what they find. Now the police at the port of entry say, you're number 14,000 for today. Oh, if you ain't got the do-re-mi, folks, you ain't got the do-re-mi. Why, you better go back to beautiful Texas, Oklahoma, Kansas, Georgia, Tennessee. California is a garden of Eden, a paradise to live in or see. But believe it or not, you won't find it so hot if you ain't got the do-re-mi. You want a buy you a home or farm that can't deal nobody harm, or take your vacation by the mountains or sea. Don't swap your old cow for a car, you better stay right where you are, you better take this little tip from me. 'Cause I look through the want ads every day, but the headlines on the papers always say, if you ain't got the dough, ray me, boys, you ain't got the dough, ray me. Why, you better go back to beautiful Texas, Oklahoma, Kansas, Georgia, Tennessee. California is a garden of Eden, a paradise to live in or see. But believe it or not, you won't find it so hot if you ain't got the do-re-mi.
Jeff Tweedy, fronting Wilco, with Billy Bragg on the Mermaid Avenue Sessions. Woody Guthrie's vision of lying on a bed of California stars. More from Jeff about Wilco and their heroes, Woody Guthrie and Mavis Staples, in a minute on American Roots.